Wavical is an award-winning data and analytics company based in Chicago with a national presence. As a provider of award-winning cloud data, analytics, and AI solutions and services, Wavical combines deep technical expertise and industry knowledge with the proprietary automation tools to support the rapid shift to modern data architectures, real-time insights, and AI. Wavical Data Solutions is proud to grow through almost 100% referral. With solid delivery reputability, proudly leveraging the ability to meet clients where they are to unlock the power of data. Wavical Data Solutions.
Hello, I'm Dr. Beverly Wright, and welcome to TAG Data Talk. With us today, we have Bindu Shalapan, Senior Vice President of Marketing Insights at FleetCore, and we're talking about getting the absolute best data science talent, ooh, that's tricky, to solve marketing problems. Welcome, Bindu.
Thank you, Beverly.
Glad to have you on here. Let's start off with a little background. Tell us, why are you so cool?
Well, not sure if I'm cool, but data definitely is cool.
Yes.
So a little bit about myself. I have worked for 20 years and I've had the privilege of working in various roles within marketing.
Nice.
Multiple industries and three different countries.
Oh, wow.
So
are you trilingual?
Yeah, actually I am.
Wow, that's amazing. Good for you. So you're very malleable too. It's like adjust from one culture to the next. I can't even imagine. I don't even think I can move out of the South. I keep saying y'all. That's great. So you're at FleetCore now and you're in marketing, in marketing insights. And so you probably focus on data quite a bit, but it's also in marketing, which is very interesting because that's considered more creative and sort of not, I don't want to say soft, but just very creative and sort of squishy, whereas the data side is almost the exact opposite. So it must be an interesting role. So we're talking about talent, getting the absolute best. So why do we need data science for successful marketing? You know, because it used to be, back in the day, that marketing was just kind of your instincts and your gut. But now you're saying, no, we need like hardcore data science. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So marketing is not just creative anymore. Mm-hmm. In the last 15 to 20 years, marketing has evolved to, you know, a lot of data and a lot of technology. It's if you look at it, the whole marketing space has exploded with technology, marketing technology and data. Mm-hmm. You need data sciences because the sheer volume of data that we get now through, you know, your digital footprints or, you know, the sales calls and what can be recorded is like huge.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when you're talking about different technology, you have different data in different technology. You got to bring all these disparate data sources together.
Yeah.
So the volume and the number of technology that you have. So that requires data science talent.
Absolutely. And this is not just about online, you know, marketing for online purposes. This is marketing for any purpose, right?
Exactly.
Tons of data.
Exactly.
So what are the types of jobs that we might see that data scientists do?
Mark, it has, again, the role of data scientist and what people call a data scientist is very different.
Yeah, no kidding.
So in the marketing world, anything to do with data, probably people would be putting out a rec for a data scientist. Mm-hmm. And it can mean a lot of different things. Larger companies have very defined roles. Mm. They have very defined roles for data scientists, and they might be doing a narrow part of what is analytics. Mm-hmm. But in smaller companies and companies like FleetCore, where we have like 10,000 plus people,
right,
it's more about a wider scope that a data scientist role would do. Mm. So we are talking about not just, you know, your coding and, you know, statistical modeling, but we are also talking about data visualization, data manipulation. You need to be able to ETL the data. So, you know, you're talking about visualization, building models, you know, reporting, and then, of course, you know, data storytelling. That's also an important part of analytics and marketing.
Yeah. And you listed several different things because there are so many different opportunities to improve marketing and to revenue generate with your marketing and to make it more efficient. Are there, so with the roles that you had just mentioned, I'm trying to think about all the different types of skills. There's probably a core set that's just sort of there. And then there's probably some sort of augmentation that you add depending on the role. Tell us about that core set of skills that you really just gotta have.
Absolutely. The core skills are your programming skills. So you should, today, in marketing, when you say data analytics, mm-hmm. you need to know Python and R. Mm-hmm. That's given.
This is like table stakes.
That's table stakes.
Okay.
Then you should be able to manipulate data. You should have some data engineering skills. And I would say SQL is really important.
SQL, okay.
Is really important.
Yeah.
And then let's not forget Excel.
Yeah, really. Thank you for saying that. Very interesting.
So we still, when we get analysts onboarded, we do test them on Excel. Mm-hmm. Because, people my age and above, we are used to Excel. Mm-hmm. Finally, of course, you have to deal with big data sets. But all the smaller data sets are done, all the manipulation on that is done on Excel. Mm-hmm. And final reporting, et cetera, is done on Excel. And that Excel goes into PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's an important skill set.
It's still a big deal. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's so funny you say that, because it's almost like we've come to such a point that the newer talent is forgetting some of the stuff that was core to us. I was playing pickleball with somebody and he's getting his undergrad and he said, "Wow, I just discovered Excel and I'm doing this and I'm doing that." And I thought, well, that's funny. I thought that was just kind of what kids do, but now they're learning Python in third grade and they don't know Excel. So it's still a big part of the function. And thank you for actually saying that, because a lot of people have just forgotten about it. So those are, some hardcore type of skills like Python, R, SQL. You got to know ETL. You got to just know how to manage data and manipulate it. What about the non-technical stuff? What else is there? There's certainly some other things.
Absolutely. And I would club everything else in four different buckets. Mm-hmm. So the first one I would call as domain. Mm-hmm. And that domain, by domain, I mean the different functions, mm-hmm. marketing, finance, etc. So for marketing, let me talk about marketing. Anybody who's aspiring to be in marketing mm-hmm. need to know a little bit about marketing.
Even a data scientist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You need to know how data is collected at various touch points. Mm-hmm. What are the various customer touch points? When you have a data set, what does that data set talk about? Unless you have that context of how marketing is done by a company, mm-hmm. you really would not understand the data that well.
Mm. So how do they get that?
Two ways. First is, I think there are enough courses available. For example, Google Analytics. Mm-hmm. Those are free courses available that you should be able to, pick up something on mm-hmm. before applying to a job. And the second one is, once you're in the company, understand. Understand what is, what that data set looks like. Mm-hmm. Ask a lot of questions.
Would it be okay to shadow somebody even?
Absolutely.
Hey, if I'm going to look at this data about campaigns, I want to sit with somebody that runs the campaigns, the marketing campaigns.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And there's so much material available about different, marketing technology.
Yeah.
How it aggregates the data, what does it talk about? There's so much material available over internet that you can kind of ramp up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So give you one quick example. I had a group working on opioid addiction data, and I'm not going to say I made them, but I strongly encouraged them to go with me to the client, which was Davis Direction Foundation. And they went and talked to people that have this addiction and to understand what it was and how it impacts them in their daily lives and how they live. And they said the change in how they viewed the data was tremendous. They just saw it a different way and they understood it. So I hear what you're saying about the domain. That makes sense.
And, in that domain itself, the other one I want to talk about is learning about the technology. Mm-hmm. So that you may not be able to do it before you get into the job. But, mm-hmm. When we look for talent, we try to understand at least if the talent has some experience with, say, a CRM, mm-hmm. right? A marketing automation platform.
Right.
Because it makes it a little easy.
Yeah.
If
Even if it's not the one that you have, just that they have the ability to grasp the concepts around it.
Exactly. Okay. So when you're talking about object versus like, you know, a lead versus something,
right,
they're able to grasp that.
Right. Okay.
So that's about domain.
Yeah.
The second bucket is business,
mm-hmm.
right? So what for a company, how does the company get its revenue? What are the pockets of ROI, efficiencies, et cetera?
Oh, data scientists have a hard time with that, right?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
So really understanding the zooming out, because right now they're thinking about how do I build this dashboard or how do I make this model or how do I, you know, come up with this data analysis or whatever. And they're not probably thinking about, well, what's that going to do and how's it going to impact the business and what does that mean for revenue? They're not zooming out.
Exactly. So when a fresh analyst comes in,
mm-hmm.
so most of the work is given to him, right? He or she is just doing a bit and pieces of the work that has been assigned by
right.
either the functional leader or his manager.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to grow in your career, you need to understand the business context.
Right. They may not understand why.
Exactly.
Oh, I see.
So, you know, marketing analysts need to be able to look at the data, able to build some trends,
mm-hmm.
build models around it, and understand what can he give to the business that would produce either efficiency or revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something, that's the gold.
Yeah, to understand the business. So domain experience, understanding the business itself, like the big picture. And then you had two more.
Communication.
Oh my goodness. Well, now you're getting greedy.
So this is not about language.
Yeah.
Communication is as simple as whatever you're doing, can you document it?
Yeah.
Can you document it so that the next person can understand what you've done?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's one.
I see.
It's kind of a stage gate approach. After everything that you've done, can you just circle back with the person who has assigned you the work?
Right.
Ask if you're on the right track.
Don't wait until the
exactly.
very end and then so like, ta-da!
Very basics of communication.
Yeah.
So that's important. And now it's like more and more, and especially in organizations like ours, you know, you don't have a big bench of data scientists.
Mm-mm.
And you don't report up to a data science ladder.
Mm.
So the data scientists are like, there are a couple of data scientists / analysts that report up to a business leader.
I see.
And so you are the one with the data. You should be able to tell a story with the data.
Right.
So, you know, I know everybody's throwing, you know, data storytelling.
Yeah.
But that's super important.
Yeah. Especially in marketing, it seems like that would, I mean, if you do all this and you can't tell the story, it's dead in the water.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the fourth one.
Okay.
And that's the most critical one in my mind.
Okay.
You can be good with data, but that doesn't make you a good analytics person.
Oh.
To be a good analytics person, you need to have two things: critical thinking and problem-solving abilities.
Yes.
I have seen a lot of non-data people who are great with that,
mm-hmm.
who are able to, you know, do problem-solving. And these are two skills that I feel it's kind of missing
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When we try to get new analysts.
Why do you think this is happening? Like, because I've seen my scientists that have had to go through the scientific method, like chemists or people that majored in physics or things like that, that know the scientific method and this process, and they're trying to problem solve. Do you think it has something to do with what they're taught in school, or like, why is there this missing piece?
Probably. And maybe it requires a little bit of training too. So you mm-hmm. need to take the people through an approach of problem solving. It mm-hmm. is not difficult. It is mm-hmm. not like, you know, something that you're born with. You all of us have had to go through a learning process.
Mm-hmm.
And it's totally, you know, coachable, teachable skill. It's about curiosity and asking the people to ask questions. Right. They need to be curious and they need to ask why something is happening the way it is happening.
Yeah.
And I don't know who, but somebody has talked about the seven whys.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's a beautiful approach. You know, you see a number, ask why is that so?
Mm-hmm.
And why did, you know, what? And then the follow up questions on that.
Yeah.
That's how you get to understand, you know, the true value of that.
Right. So these are really great attributes. I'm just picturing this like superhero person that has all these these pieces. How is it different in marketing? Like, let's say I'm talking to a finance person about financial analysis, or someone in logistics and they're interested in a supply chain data scientist. How is marketing offering a unique sort of value prop to the business that requires something different? Is it really just a different context?
I don't think so. Other than the fact that marketing is cooler.
Yeah. I agree.
But I think these are skill sets that, you know, every function requires.
Right. Except that maybe it's, yes, that marketing is cool, but also that the impact, right? The impact that it can have, you know, like if you're in product analytics, it's about that one product that you've been working on. But if you're in marketing, it can be maybe to a broader, like not just your customers, but your entire markets and prospects and that sort of thing. So, but these are good core types of skills and good advice for really anybody that's in data science and they're trying to improve the way they are. So, which brings us to my final question, which is, what final piece of advice would you give? Like if you're trying to talk to somebody out there that's, you know, they're more junior in their career and they're saying, look, all I want is to be a dynamite marketing data scientist. What final piece of advice would you give to them?
A lot. First is you got to be good at your technical skills. Mm-hmm. So that's a given. Second is read. Read a lot. Mm-hmm. Not just about, you know, technology, but read about what's happening around you. How is that affecting marketing as a function? And if you already know if you already have a job, you know what the context is. For example, right now, all the marketeers should be, you know, talking about what's going to happen with the cookies.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to read up. You need to know what is happening around you, mm-hmm. where your industry is, where your function is.
Mm-hmm.
That's critical. Third is build your problem-solving abilities.
Mm.
Talk to people within the company. Talk to people outside of company. Network. Learn. And one more thing. Ask questions.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to ask questions.
I love
questions.
That. I heard you say that several times. I'm thinking like, gosh, people really don't ask questions that much anymore. Okay, good. That's great piece of advice. I love that. Thank you so much to Bindu. I want to make sure I say your name without destroying it too much. Here we go. Bindu Chalapin, Senior Vice President of Marketing Insights at Fleet Corp, for being on Tag Data Talk.
Thank you so much, Beverly.